Well, thank you, Evergreens. Appreciate that. This morning, our Bible memory verse is a very challenging one. It talks about strength. Not everybody can say this, even when we are much younger. But this is a challenge which I think we should take to heart. And you need help. It's found on page 10. As yet I am strong. Let's try and read this together. Okay, here we go. As yet I am as strong this day as the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. This is a word that is so important. Every time I go for a medical checkup, my doctor will always ask me, how's your strength? And to him, he really, really is more concerned about the energy, the vital strength that I have, rather than just the illness itself. I thought that was a very challenging thing to do. But I think we often think that as we grow older, we grow weaker. Well, this is what Caleb said, and I'm just wondering whether he's going to challenge some scientists out there. And so he says, as yet I am as strong. Well, we're going to try and figure out how this works out in our own faith, in our own life, as we try and look for that strength to live the way we should, meaningfully. Let's try. Joshua 14:11. As yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. I wonder whether that has to do with whether we can see that which is invisible. This morning I was at my Sunday school class, and I said to them, to encourage them to study their Greek New Testament, I would help to do little loom bands so that they can put it into the Greek New Testament, so they can make reference to it. The short ones for small Bibles, longer ones for the thing here. And I must tell you, there is one part I find very hard to do, the closure. So you have to get this little C clip and cannot see that last part of it. Missed. So really difficult. And thank God for little Della there. And she always helps me with the last part. So she can clip it on and I don't know where to look for the things here. She says, no problem, see? That's what I call a C clip. See? And I could never do that. It's hard to see some of those things here. But can we see the invisible? It's hard. It really is hard. But yet we must learn. This morning, let's turn to Joshua chapter 5 and look at the task assigned to Joshua. I think all of us were very proud, and when we managed to catch a little bit of the parade yesterday, while some people's eyes were on the president, and we have our own president. You know, but there was somebody else I was looking out for. I was really looking out for our General Chi Meng. You see, it's very, very, very hard when somebody waves at you not to wave back. But he is the general, and he's not the president, and he cannot wave back. If he waved back, he is in line to be the next president. which may happen one of these days, you know, but not yet. So I watched him very, very carefully to see whether he would, and he did once. It was one moment when somebody waved and he waved back. See, that's how carefully I observed everything. A personal Well, I can understand that. I can understand the personal greeting part of it, no, but it's a challenge. So sometimes you ask yourself, what do you see? Really, in the midst of a lot of that, what do you see? I don't like to see the close up because I cannot see the pattern. I like to see it from afar so that I can see the whole pattern a little bit better. So at least I know what it is. Otherwise, it's moving out, it's in and out, the same thing. And it disturbs me what they are doing, same thing all that. Until you get a camera and you see it from afar and you can say, wow, that's beautiful. That really, really is beautiful. And so it's with great joy that we celebrate our National Day. But really, have we seen, have been able to see beyond what we are celebrating? And this is something that is important for us to appreciate. This morning, Jung Han is speaking at the teens worship on the same text. And he emailed me and said, he's been Chief of Navy for 1 week, and he wrote, I know who my commander is. It is the Lord, as the commander of the Lord's army. And I'm really glad that we can see the invisible. Because it is very, very possible to see only the visible. It's very possible to say, Israel became great because of Moses. Or that Israel will conquer the land of Canaan because of Joshua. If that's all we can see, we would have missed the point. And for, as we read Joshua chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4, you begin to realize that there is a lot of physical things. Joshua is commanded. He's assigned his task. He is told that he is going to be the next leader. And so the preparation begins, and so everybody is kind of ready to go into the land of Canaan. And it's very, very possible to get so caught up with all the physical arrangements that God knows that sometimes we need to be reminded there is an invisible factor. Okay, let's look at chapter 5 here. There are many things inside historical texts that are not very obvious. Because the reason why this man appeared is not explained. So you have to look into it very carefully, and then we understand what it is. It's a very short passage, 13 to 15 verses. That's it, 13 to 15. And then that's all the text we have, just 3 verses. It came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted his eyes and looked. You can understand why he's looking at Jericho. He's thinking, how am I going to conquer this city? The walls are so huge. They're so high. What plan can I come up with to attack and conquer the city? And you are really puzzled and you're stuck because no known battle plans, strategies he could come up with to conquer this city. And then he saw somebody. Instead of looking at the city and thinking, you know, that's what we do. Every year, we between right now and the end of the year, we're thinking, now, what shall we plan for Christmas? What shall we plan for the youth conference? And a lot of thinking, you sit there and you're just thinking, now, how do we do this? There's a lot of work. There's a lot of thinking work to be done. And sometimes we can get so caught up with all our thoughts, with all our planning, with all our studying, with all our thinking, that we forget somebody we must see. And I think this is very important. If you were to ask Chiming how he felt, he would probably tell you that you need to be very conscious of a lot of things. So I was very glad when Chung Han said that he was very conscious. After 1 week being in it as Chief of Navy, he's so conscious that God is the commander of his life. And we need to do this. I think this week when I was in Myanmar, I was even more conscious. Conscious of the invisible. Conscious of the fact that I could have another set of palpitations. Conscious of the fact that something not so good could happen. But sometimes God allows these things to come to us so that we can learn the right lesson. And God allows us his encounters. God allows us experiences. And sometimes we cannot understand these experiences as they appear. And Joshua didn't understand. So he saw this encounter. Here is a man. And so he straight away asked, as he would ask. In the United States, every state has got its own special name, special word. Indiana State is called the Hoosier State. There's a Lone Star State, that's Texas. There's Sunshine State, that's California. And so on and so forth. And Indiana has got a Hoosier State. And what's Hoosier? Well, until you read Joshua 5, you don't understand. In the early days, you couldn't tell whether the person is Indian or whether red Indian or the person is white. So you shout, "Who's here? Who's here?" And so it became Hoosier State. Because Indiana used to be all over the place, full of red Indians around Indiana. So one major city is called Fort Wayne. Why it's called a fort? Because there used to be a fort there. And the red Indians were there. And of course, Johnny Appleseed was there too. Fort Wayne was his city. And so many, many of the lakes in Indiana are called Chapman Lakes. Johnny Chapman was his real name. And so a lot of lakes were named after him. So the state became Hoosier State. And unless you live there, you don't know what it means. So Hoosier. Well, so Joshua saw the man coming and, "Who's here?" It almost could be an Indiana man. And a man, so he asked the man, "Are you for us, for our adversaries?" You see, he was thinking battle. He was thinking, are you fighting for us or are you going to fight against us? That was what is his mind. Perception was wrong. And so the man said, he didn't even answer him. He just simply said, "No. Are you for us or for adversaries?" What kind of answer is that? "No." "Would you like coffee or tea?" "Yes." How do you answer a question like that? The same thing. And are you for us or against us? "No." That is very puzzling. Well, Joshua had no time to think over that. But he said, "As commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Oh, this is serious stuff. Okay, I have come as commander. You know, until Joshua understood who this person was, he could never understand and appreciate him. But immediately there was recognition, fell on his face to the earth and worshiped. Straight away he recognizes, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" And I think in life, we all need to learn these lessons really a lot. And I want to suggest to you that these are some lessons we would do well to learn. One, let's try and see whether we can recognize God's hand in everything that we see in life. Because if we only see the physical, if we only see that which is obvious, if we see only that which is visible, we don't see a lot. We really don't see a lot. We need to see the invisible. But sometimes the invisible is in the visible. That's the strange part. He saw the man. Yes. He had come with cryptic words. He just simply said, no, I am come as commander. But suddenly you recognize this person is not as you imagine. There he begins to see the invisible. How good are you at seeing the invisible? I think it's important for us to be challenged to look at something which is appears to be obviously there, and yet there is something deeper than what you see. This is the challenge for my Sunday school class presently, is that right now, this morning, they were looking at the Gospel of Mark chapter 1, verse 1, in the Greek text. And then they could understand it. You see, so that which is visible, it seems so straightforward. Suddenly, they see things which are far deeper. This is the lesson that we really want to be able to learn. To look not just at the physical, not at the obvious, look at the text by itself, but to ask ourselves, is there something deeper? Seeing the invisible is so important. What happens when we do see the invisible? Now this is, I really appreciate this. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped. You know, when you see something, and you see something as real, something as precious, something as wonderful, your heart cannot but be moved deeply. And suddenly all you want to do is just simply to say, thank you God, I can see something special coming up. And I can see your hand, I can see you, and this is wonderful. Am I making sense to you? So sometimes it could be something we call a commonplace. And yet it is not as commonplace as you imagine. Something simple can mean so much. And one of the things that we can look beyond recognition is the word renewal. Look for it. You want to know that you've seen something special? You find a sense of renewal. Okay, I mean, we've all seen the National Day parades. I've been following the parades for a long, long time. But there was no Chimeng there. But this time it was different. Wow, I recognized him. I saw his good-looking face. I saw his smile. You know, and it was just so good to be able to identify. It wasn't the president I saw. And I've spoken to the president before too, by the way, on a few occasions. It's not the same. I think something that we want to take a look at. I've spoken to Mrs. Mary Tan as well. In fact, one day she wrote and asked me whether I would send her a poem. I'll be very happy to do that. You know, and she's very, very personable. And she shares her faith very openly. And she speaks of her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ without being abashed or ashamed of anyway. But you know, when you look at people, you know, and suddenly there is a sense of renewal. And you begin to realize that it is not as you imagine. Something happened. And you look for that. And it is this thing that is special. And that's what happened to Joshua. Sometimes, you just imagine, you're planning a campaign. You go through the details again and again. You go through with all the officers. This is what we should do. Are we ready? Do we have the supplies? Are the men ready? Are they all equipped? Check the equipment. Everything. You go crazy doing the same thing again and again and again, 10 times over. And you get just tired. But then suddenly comes a spirit of renewal. And it changes everything. That's what seeing the invisible can do. So when we see something visible, and yet the visible reminds you of an invisible, hey, Joshua, you are not the commander. I am. I am so glad. And really, suddenly you feel so glad. Everybody is feeling so glad that you are not the parade commander. You always are afraid that you might just say the wrong word. Or you miss a command. Anything like that could happen. It's just such a nervous experience. And everybody is so glad it's over. You think about this. It's just so wonderful to have a great sense of renewal. There is a renewal because he recognizes who the commander is, and to stand in the presence of God is to have renewal of spirit. And we all need that. And I think that when Caleb said what he did, I am as strong as, that's something that's really, really, really important. How wonderful it is to be able to find a renewal of strength again and again. Now, one more thing to go. If we see the invisible, there is that recognition, there is that renewal. What else must we do to think in terms of our response? And this response is so important. And we read, the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot. The place where you stand is holy. I wonder how many times Moses recounted this story to Joshua. But it's only theory. But now Joshua understands how Moses must have felt when God said to him, take off your sandal off your foot. The place you stand is holy. And we read, and Joshua did so. We need a complete response to God. We need a response. Sometimes it's just not enough to recognize the invisible. We must go beyond, wow, I feel renewed. There must be a response. Quite a number of people were asking me how I feel, really, how I feel about and after my EPS procedure. How do I feel? Well, there are many things I feel. And I think that I feel I'm very, very much more conscious that I am alive. I'm so much more conscious that I live, as it were, on, it's just a reminder that I'm living on borrowed time. So all of us do. And we should feel this. A lot of times we just think that we're just, oh, don't worry, we've got 10 years more to go, 20 years more to go, 30 years more to go. What if that's not true? What if we don't have those years? What if we have only this moment? What would you do? I know what I would do. I would take off my sandal. I would bow myself before God. I would say, I will do whatever you want me to do. That's what it should be, isn't it? You want a full and complete response. This is how I feel. If I know that I am living on borrowed time, well then, let's do something about it. I mean, there are many, many indicators to me that I'm living on borrowed time. What are some? That I have every night to remind myself, put on the eye drop that will stop a glaucoma problem. I'm reminded. Absolutely. That I have now to be extra careful. I have to make sure that the stress level would not come to the point when it can cause palpitation. I'm reminded. And every 3 months when I see my urologist, I'm reminded. I live on borrowed time. But is it a bad thing? No, it can be a great thing. It can be a great thing because you see the invisible, and the invisible leader undergirds. The invisible leader is to give the strength. The invisible leader is there in front of you. You are not alone. You don't have to fight alone. You don't have to. Now, what shall I do? What strategies can I come up with? How can we make this Christmas more wonderful? How can we plan ahead? You know, we are celebrating 40 plus 1. We are not looking forward. We're looking backwards. Do you realize this? We are looking backwards. And it's wonderful to be able to look backwards at this year and 41st year. What happened this year? So many people are studying Greek. That's what happened. You got hit before you even know it. Ha! Really? And everybody's excited. Look at the morning class program. It's expanded. When we go out for lunch, we got nearly 30 people going to occupy all the places there. Even those places that say only for the handicapped. I said, well, some of them are handicapped, so we can sit there. But the point of it is, we quickly eat and run so that it won't disturb other people. You know, all these things are happening. This was the 41st year plan. The 41st year planning of making sure that it will not be just a repetition. It is all in preparation, looking at other people, looking at a world ministry develop further, looking at the young people being challenged and being moved to consider serving the Lord. This is all part of the plan of it all. It's so good to know, once again, that it wasn't me or the experience and the wisdom. It was simply the commander of the Lord's army, because I can see the invisible. I always like to see the invisible. I seldom like to see only the physical, the superficial, because it tells me very little. I like to see the invisible because there my faith is renewed. There my soul is refreshed. But even more, I see something even more special, more wonderful. I want to make a wholehearted response to God. I must tell you that I am hoping to work towards a special anthology for our 50th anniversary, in which I would like to feature some of the things that I've experienced over the years. Friendship with you, fellowship with you, faith we share together. 50 years, I hope to be here. 9 years' time, I would like to attempt this project 9 years from today and do a very, very special volume. And that would be a joy. By which time, 9 years' time, some of you will be Greek scholars. Some of you will become outstanding teachers. And God willing, some will stand up and they will be speaking and preaching the Lord's word powerfully too. These are all possibilities. Can it happen? Much depends on whether we can see the invisible. And I see the invisible. The person who leads the church is not Pastor Charlie. It is simply the commander himself, the Lord Jesus. And it is this invisible leader we must always try and see. Then would our hearts be lifted up and be encouraged. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you so very much that we can see your hand leading us, guiding us every step of the way. We pray, Father, that you will teach us always to look for the invisible, to see your hand, to see yourself in all the commonplace things of life, and to find that special sense of renewal again and again. Teach us how to make appropriate responses, even as we see the invisible. We ask you to bless this offering that we give now. In Jesus' name. Amen. To see his high hands, though they may be invisible. And now may this great and wonderful God, though he is invisible, yet he is not in any way less real or less precious. The same great God, lead us and give to us confidence that you truly lead us. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ enable us to follow without fear, without alarm, but with faith. May the Spirit of God renew our hearts, our spirits, our faith, and enable us to find a new understanding and appreciation of being able to see the invisible through eyes of faith, keeping us strong in our commitment to keep our faith to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.